You were saying in the before class, right? Material conception is different from spiritual conception. So, can you do this next slide? There's so many personalities in our shastras who actually symbolize this humility. One example is Prahlad Maharaj, right? He never blamed his father Hiranyakashipu for all the tortures he was going through. And even after Narasimhadev came and killed Hiranyakashipu, Lord Brahma and other demigods actually tried to pacify Narasimhadev. But when he was not pacified, they all approached Prahlad Maharaj and they said, now you have to go and pacify the Lord. So when Prahlad Maharaj approached Narasimhadev and he offered obeisances, and what did he say first? After that, what did he say? I am not even qualified. I am born in an Asura family. But even then, you know, the great personalities like Lord Brahma and other demigods are sending me to offer you prayers. So that's what the humility he exhibited. So the small exercise that you all are going to do is you can find a partner. Think of a saintly person from the spiritual literature you're most familiar with, who's a role model for you, whose devotional qualities you admire, and turn to the person next to you and do the sharing. And see, as Maharaj was saying in the morning class, for everything we have to have a sankalpa, we have to have a determination. I know by now, I think all of you have a determination or sankalpa for this japa retreat, right? So the reason behind doing this exercise is, not only in this retreat, even after going out of this retreat, you all can meditate on one personality whom you can glorify, remember, read about that personality, and develop the qualities that personality has, so that you can develop those qualities. Right? It's not easy to sit at home and say, okay, I've read so much on humility, how to practice. It's really difficult. But when you read about these personalities, just like Sri Haridas Thakur, you can, you know, get wonderful books on them, or anybody from the Shastras. Meditate on those personalities and imbibe those qualities in you, right? So that's the reason for doing this thing. So please find a partner and think of a person from the literature, from the Shastras, and what quality that you like, how did that person exhibit humility and that you like to share. And after this, we'll give you 5 to 7 minutes. And then you all can share your, please volunteer to share your realizations. Is everybody clear on the exercise that we are doing? Yeah? So find a partner and please, you can join this. Yeah? Hare Krishna. Okay, before you all share your realization, I just want to read this talk between Tamal Krishna Maharaj and Prabhupada. Recognizing Tamal Krishna's organizational ability, Prabhupada spends a lot of time training him in management skills. Tamal begins to think that he is getting special attention beyond that of other devotees. Whenever the spiritual master detects false pride in a disciple, he is always quick to rectify the anartha. Prabhupada brings this up in a gentle way when Tamal brings over Muralidhara's new paintings of the Bhagavatam cover for approval. As Prabhupada studies the painting, he begins to point out the different features of the creations for Tamal's consideration. Pointing to Krishna, he describes how the entire creation is simply an expansion of Krishna's energy. The unlimited Vaikuntha planets are self-effulgent and eternal. Pointing to the corner where Mahavishnu is lying down on the causal ocean, Prabhupada explains how millions of universes emanate from his pores during just one breath. And this is Tamal Krishna talking. Prabhupada said, quote, each universe is filled with unlimited numbers of living entities who inhabit all of the planets and stars. One of these planets is our Earth. And on these planets, there are many continents, and on one continent, there is America. And in America, there are so many big cities. Here is Los Angeles. And in Los Angeles, there is a street, La Cienega Boulevard. On this street, among all of the buildings, is a temple of Lord Krishna. And in this temple, there is one Tamal Krishna. He is there. Excuse me. He is there and is thinking. He is very important. Then Prabhupada looked at me and smiled. He was showing me how unimportant I really was. It was a very nice thing about, we were talking about the spiritual conception, right? That we are very insignificant. Whenever we come in front of the Lord, that's how we can develop humility, is like every time we come in front of the Lord, like how insignificant I am. But Lord, you are great. As long as we continue saying this, how great you are and how insignificant I am, I think that will help us in developing humility. So some of the realizations that the personalities that anybody wants to share, the saintly person that inspired you in developing humility. Matajis?
Hare Krishna. So, we both picked Srila Prabhupada. Mm-hmm. And, one quality that comes to mind when I think of Srila Prabhupada was selflessness. Because a lot of what Srila Prabhupada did, it didn't matter. He didn't think about what people thought about him. he just cared about giving his all to his disciples and to every single person he met. And so that quality of selflessness is something that I don't think I will ever be able to understand. And when you read what he talks about in his poem and his realizations, you can't conceive of it. You know? You can't conceive that someone could actually come to a stage where he doesn't think about himself at all and he's always thinking about the other person. And even from an outside perspective, if someone were to think that Srila Prabhupada was being a certain way because he might be getting angry at a disciple, it's actually just coming out of pure love for that disciple, for that person, because he's just selfless in the sense that he's always trying to help other people advance spiritually. Regardless of whether, like we read in the Prabhupada Lilamrita, a lot of the criticism that Srila Prabhupada got for doing some of the things, especially from his godbrothers, but he didn't care about those things because he just knew that his spiritual master gave him an instruction to do what he felt Srila Prabhupada was capable of doing. And with that instruction, you know, we hear that with the instruction is the power for to actually go about and do that. And he went through so many difficulties, yet he kept on persisting and with that determination. And essentially it was just a love for his spiritual master and his love for every single person, regardless of where they were in their lives. And so that selflessness is something I admire, and it's something that I think is an innate quality within devotees that we have to try to strive to become, which is a hard thing to do. But that's one thing that stuck out to mind about Srila Prabhupada.
Yeah, I think even a very nice realization. Even I think Radhakrishna Prabhu was just saying, Prabhupada would never say that I did this. He always gives credit to his Guru Maharaj, right? Bhaktisiddhanta. It's with his instruction that I came, right? Whatever he achieved. So wonderful, wonderful sharing. Anybody from Matajis? Anand Leela.
As a role model, which he has so many qualities that even like, you know, one of them if I take, try to implement in my life, that itself will be a success for my lifetime, I guess. So his presence, in the sense like whenever he's in a conversation or whenever he's with a particular person, he's present there with that person, leaving everything what is happening. Like, you know, he's fully concentrated and he is there for you and nothing else matters, even though thousands of things will be going on. And like being for a particular person without any kind of expectations is like really a quality which I admire. He's only giving. There's nothing expecting back. So that one quality where I want to implement, where whatever service we do without any expectations, that's what I feel I want to imbibe in.
Yes, thank you. Anyone else? Yeah, Ananjay. I mean, it's really inspiring to hear from others. That will also help us to improve our humility, right? So that's the only part, that's why we are doing this exercise. So please don't be shy, and it's all part of learning.
Yes. Hare Krishna. My role model that from the scriptures, the first thing that came to mind was, of course, Guru Maharaj. And second is, I don't know why, Bhima. Because even though he had a lot of strength and he had a lot of power, he was a very humble and he was a soft-hearted person. He was so strong, he was so brave, he could have got the kingdom himself. But he actually went, he carried Mother Kunti and all the Pandavas out of that thing instead of telling them, you can walk yourself. So I thought that was humble.
I see. He was very confident, right? So like, whenever someone sees that, oh, I'm very confident, right? So that does mean that person doesn't have humility? What do you all think? Like, Bhima was very confident that, you know, he's very powerful and he's very strong, right? But does that mean that Bhima was not humble? You know, he always used to give credit to Krishna still, yet his confidence comes, like even Prahlad, when Lord Narasimhadev touched his head, right? You know, when after Prahlad offered obeisances to Lord Narasimhadev, when he touched his head, he could say the prayers. He said it very confidently. He gave the credit to Lord Narasimhadev, right? His confidence comes from Lord Narasimhadev. So, okay, that's... You have heard classes for humility from morning session, yesterday's, and all those things. Oh.
One person that comes to our mind is Sudama, because he was content with what he had. Even though his wife told him to go to Krishna and ask for wealth, he was so humble that he couldn't ask for anything and just wanted to be with Krishna.
So we are, as long as we are in this retreat, it's very nice, association of devotees. We are. Someone else wanted to share? Yes, yes, Prabhu.
The person that I admire is Ambarish Maharaj. So the Ambarish Maharaj is so humble and down to earth. And whatever position that he has and whatever that he has, all that he engages in Lord's service and... So he is not at all pride, and also he engages all his senses towards using in the spiritual progress and also to the Lord's service. So I admire Ambarish Maharaj.
So you can continue doing this exercise even after going back home. I mean, you know. Yes, Prabhu.
The first person that came to my mind was Nityananda Prabhu, because he showed a lot of tolerance, which comes in humility. Because when Jagga and Mother were trying to hit him with glass because they were intoxicated, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was at the point to like kill Jagga and Madai, but Nityananda Prabhu was very tolerant and forgave Jagga and Madai.
So what was...
Hare Krishna. So the saintly person who comes to my mind is Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj exhibited the quality of Sankalpa. So when he didn't get what he wanted with his father, he took the Sankalpa that he was going to see the Lord. As our Maharaj, Rompada Swami Maharaj mentioned yesterday, that everyone, and also including me, we need the Sankalpa. Dhruva Maharaj exhibited that quality. Because of Sankalpa and the faith, based on what he heard from his mom, he wanted to see the Lord. And nothing else he knew, he did not know anything else other than these two, Sankalpa and the faith. And he was walking towards forest. And because of this Sankalpa and faith, he got mercy from the Lord in the form of Narad Muni. And Narad Muni gave him all the blessings and instructions. And because of that, he could see the Lord. And one of the qualities, again, I just want to summarize, is the sankalpa that I would want to imbibe in my day-to-day affairs, in my spiritual journey. Thank you.
I had a question, Mataji. For Sudama, like, he had a lot of humility, but for the pastime, why did Sudama not ask? Because he didn't ask Krishna for the wealth. And if Krishna his family could have, that would have been some sort of karma, right? Because his wife, they both wouldn't survive if they didn't get anything soon, right? So wouldn't that be kind of like a karma?
What is that?
Wouldn't that be karma, since you're not keeping yourself,
mm-hmm.
and your his wife, since they're not keeping him really alive, because he doesn't want to get the wealth from Krishna, and if he didn't, that would have been some sort of karma, right?
Yeah. So what was your point? Why did he go and ask Krishna? That's what he
said. No. Why did he not ask Krishna? Because that would have been more karma for him.
Because he knows that if Krishna wants, he'll give me. If Krishna doesn't want me to, he won't give me. He knows that. Right? Because Krishna is our eternal father. If Krishna desires that I should have this, he'll give me. If he doesn't want me to, then that's fine. That's what it was.
So what we thought of was...
This is my kind of audience. I'm very comfortable in this zone. I was sincerely praying to Krishna. And you know, Neela Madhava is so merciful. Yes.
So we thought of Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj. So he had a lot of humility, because when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati came to him for initiation, he kept running away and going and hiding here and going into the river. So he thought he wasn't qualified to give initiation to everyone.
Right, yeah.
Anyone.
It's wonderful. So what you all have to do is go back. You know, read more about these personalities and develop those qualities. Right, you know, and then you'll be wonderful. I mean, wonderful devotees, Prishri Neela Madhava. Okay, so as long as we are in the association of devotees, we all, you know, humility is there. We step out of this, the humility is not there. Why? Why there is that eagerness, that thing is gone? Some of you still will have it all the time. But some of us, I mean, as soon as I step out of this building, that humility, that eagerness, that Krishna, you are great, I am small, that thing is gone. Why? Why that eagerness is gone? Why is there no eagerness? What is that?
Lack of spiritual conception.
I do have a spiritual conception. I still think that I am not this body. And huh? Maya?
Contamination.
Contamination.
But not seeing the things in relation to Krishna.
Okay. Yeah, all those answers are... Yeah. Yeah. How it is related to japa? That's what, because our topic was connecting humility to japa, right? So, yeah.
If you're proud, maybe proud would be it. Because
yeah.
If you're proud while chanting, you'll be like, what's the point of doing this? And you'll be doing it mechanically.
Mm-hmm. The pride, yeah. So, the point I was going to make was, the inattentiveness, right? Before we learn what is inattentiveness, let's see what is attention means. What does attention means?
Focus.
Then? What else? Yeah. The wholeheartedness, right? Unalloyed devotion, yeah. I'm looking for... I know I'm not at the level of Radha Krishna Prabhu and all these simple words. Sorry, Prabhu. it gives strength whenever I think of a personality, so to speak. Okay, so you have this and this. Some simple, my category kind of things. Huh? Yeah, love. Right? Huh? Faith. Yeah. Proper hearing. Yeah. Involvement. Yes. The intensity that you do. Right? All of them are correct. I mean, the page won't be sufficient if I have to write. So, when you do something, you do it wholeheartedly, right? So why not when we are doing japa? Why don't we do that wholeheartedly? Can I have the next slide? So, just like a plant is nourished with water, relationships need undivided attention, right? Any relationship is like a two-way road, right? Someone person is here and then you have to communicate both the way. But if there's a communication breakdown, how do you communicate? It's just like that in japa. When you're holding beads in your hand, there is no attention towards Krishna. How are you going to communicate with him? What's happening here? Right? Do we do this while doing japa? No. I do it. I have my beads in my hand. I check my mail with my left hand. Yes? Oh, there's something, you know. Right? And then there's TV. There's, you know, all the technology. Checking all my text messages. That's still chanting. Somehow I have to finish my 16 rounds. I think all of us are there, but we just don't want to admit that we do that. You know, do you think the child here is feeling love? Why? Yes. And that's what we do when we're doing japa. So, attentiveness, attention is so important. Just like Prabhu was sharing about Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj had determination to go and find Lord Narayana. Of course, his motivation was not right, but still he was determined. I have to find Lord Narayana. My mom said he's going to be found in the forest. I have to find Lord Narayana. His motivation was changed when he met Narada Muni. It went in a right way. But with undivided attention, he could find Narayana, right? And immediately Lord Narayana responded. Other personalities like Arjuna. Arjuna was very determined. I have to be the best skilled archer. Right? And so what did Dronacharya did? He made him the best skilled archer. When you have determination in doing something, you can be the best at doing that. So even when Ekalavya, you all know the story of Ekalavya, right? That story. And even when Ekalavya was better than Arjuna. But because Dronacharya promised Arjuna that he will make him the best skilled archer, right? Ekalavya had to give his thumb. So that's what, when you have undivided, even Krishna will reciprocate. What is that famous shloka from Bhagavad Gita? Ye yatamam prabhatyante. However you approach me, I'm going to reciprocate with you like that. So love is giving someone your undivided attention. So next point comes, we have to cultivate our relationship with Krishna by nourishing our devotional creeper with undivided attention. So next time, when we all take the japa and hold the japa in our hand, for every bead we hold the japa, we have to think that, Krishna, I have an opportunity to develop prema. Right? Every time you hold the japa, you have an opportunity to develop prema. I mean, why do we lose that opportunity when we have that? Right? We have given by some good fortune, with strong faith, we all are here. Right? Otherwise many of them, I mean, I know some of my friends are camping right now, they're not able to be present here. So we all have some good fortune and we all have faith, so we all have here. Next time, tomorrow is a 64 round day, when we all take the japa, we hold the beads in our hand. For every bead, just like in the last japa retreat, we did one mantra at a time, right? Every time we take the japa and we hold it in our hand, there is an opportunity for me to develop the prema. I know sometimes there is a cutoff in that thinking, but still, you can remind this on and on for yourself. So that, and some ways that it can help you is, some of you are visual learners. You can have beautiful pictures of Krishna, just like we have this nice Hare Krishna mantra placards here. So when you're chanting, if your mind is wandering, right? The mind is so, it's chanchala, it's always wandering. So you can concentrate on the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, like, you know, you can read of those things. Some of you are auditory learners. At home, you can play the japa recording. If that's help you to be more attentive. Okay, so we have now humility was there, the eagerness was going on, so we'll get it back through the attention, right? So we said that, so who are we being attentive with when you're doing japa? There's me and then there is Krishna. That means there is some relationship, right? And I think all of you are in this retreat to establish that relationship with Krishna. Right? That's the purpose. I mean, I know you all have made a sankalpa for this retreat. And I think some of you have made, I have to establish my relationship back with Krishna. That relationship which has been cut down. Now let me establish that relationship with Krishna. And not only with Krishna, like kids, like, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Yeah, he is within our heart. That means he is, how many Krishnas are in this room? A lot of Krishnas are there in this room? Unlimited Krishnas are there in this room? Yeah? Can you count how many Krishnas are there in this room? No, it's difficult. A lot of people, right? Huh? About 300 Krishnas in this room. Okay, Abed, okay, then how many souls are in this room? How many spirit souls are in this room? Yeah, there are bugs, there are insects, there are spiders, everything. So how many spirit souls are there? Unlimited spirit souls, and there are unlimited Krishnas. Yeah, so how many Krishnas are in this room? There's only one Krishna in everybody's heart. And we are trying to establish with that Krishna. So the relationship is not only like this, the relationship is also like this. Right? So whenever we see an each and every person, next time we meet each and every person, there is, think about it, I have a chance, an opportunity to develop the relationship with Krishna, not with that particular person, not with that, you know, again the spiritual conception comes in. The relationship is not with that particular person. Right? So, the next slide. There's a very famous verse again from Bhagavad Gita, which reminds us this thing. Which one is that? I know all of you all know that. Panditaha samadarshinaha, right? Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane gavyastini. Shunichaiva svapake cha panditaha. Like the pandita, he sees in everybody's heart, who is he seeing? Super soul, right? Krishna. So his relationship is not with the elephant or he's just like Maharaj was saying, the tree, example of the tree, right? When you see the tree, you're not seeing the tree, you're seeing Krishna. So next time, I mean, you meet someone person and you have some kind of problem, keep aside that material conception. You have a chance to develop a relationship with Krishna. So that's how humility, attentiveness and relationships are connected. So let's do one more exercise. It's another guided meditation. Envision your Lord in the heart of every person you interact with. What will you offer the Lord through your interactions with this person? Love and kindness, patience and tolerance, or something else? Your Lord is watching everything, hearing everything, and knows everything in your heart and mind. What are your offerings to your Lord in this exchange? Everybody get the exercise? So envision the Lord in the heart of every person you interact with. And I think this will be nice if you do it as a group share rather than a partner share. You can actually form small groups. And please volunteer and share some realizations after that. We'll give you another 5 minutes for this interaction. Before you all share your realizations, oh, it's so nice to see all of you establishing relationships with Krishna already. Eh? Before you all share your realizations, the take-home things will be, as I was saying, the exercise we did this before, meditate on one personality who really think can help to develop humility. And tomorrow, before you all start doing your 64 rounds, with each holy name uttered in japa or in kirtan, You all have to think, or we all have to think, that we have the opportunity to awaken Krishna Prema. So that's how our japa should be. So after this session, I think there's going to be wonderful kirtan. So you can start implementing this thing, you know, because I've seen a lot of, even including me, when the kirtan is going on, we all chant on the things. That time, there's no attention, right? So when the attention thing was, something came to my mind. This is just to help us about the attention part. And I think all of you would have read this book, Harinama Chintamani by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, where he writes about inattentiveness. See, the only reason I'm writing is it just my tension is a little bit it lowers down. So the inattentiveness, it's the Sanskrit is pramada, right? There are three things. This is just theoretical, so it will help you to be attentive. The first thing is indifference. The second thing, laziness. The third one is distraction, right? What is indifference? Kids, what is indifference? I know Matajis are not sharing, so at least... Treating everything the same. Indifference is like there's no taste for Krishna's name, right? Because I have my attractions somewhere else. When I take the japa, there's something else. What I have to cook, you know? I have to fold my laundry. There's something else. The taste is somewhere else. So we can control the mind there, so that automatically the attention comes. What's laziness? Just don't want to do it. Or when I'm doing it also, I'm chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Ah, okay Prabhu, I'll just do Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Oh yeah, I already did. Like, you know, these kind of things. Right? That's a laziness. And we all do it. So we just don't recognize. So there is no attention to Krishna at that time. That's a laziness. And what's distraction? Video games. Yes? We have so many distractions. We have attachment to so many things. Right? Attachment to wife, attachment to husbands, children, wealth, right? Fame. We want to be the best in school. So many distractions. I have to finish my homework. I have no time to chant. So they're all distractions. So all these things can come in a mixed form and there will never be attention, right? So Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes as pramada, if you can. So how do I rectify these three things? How do I take care of these three things? I know, mind is so hard to control. Because mind also is under the influence of what? See, it's at the gross level, right? What is a subtler than mind? The false ego, right? The false ego comes in, right? Oh, then I am this body, right? So mind also won't listen that time. Then how do we take care of these things?
You put your whole heart into your activities.
What's that? Who's that?
Whenever you do your activities, you put your whole heart into them and don't just daydream on distractions and other things like that.
Okay. What else? Prabhus. Yeah, how to avoid any of these things? Yeah, so if I try to do it on my own, it's very difficult. So we do it in... We take association of devotees, right? What happens when we take association of devotees? When you see someone chanting sincerely, someone who is not moving, sitting down there and chanting, we develop, oh, I also have to chant like this, right? This really inspired me. This is from Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto. 11:330 Parasparananukatanam Pavanam Bhagavadyashaha Mitoratir Mitastushtir Nivrittir Mita Atmanaha. One should learn how to associate with devotees of the Lord by gathering with them to chant the glories of the Lord. This process is most purifying. As devotees thus develop their loving relationships, they feel mutual happiness and satisfaction. And by thus encouraging one another, they are able to give up material sense gratification, which is the cause of all suffering, right? The root cause for all the offenses, what is the, there are like 10 offenses every day morning we read, right? The 10 offenses. What is the root cause for all the offenses? Ignorance. Identifying yourself to the body. Inattentiveness, right? the root cause for everything. If you are attentive, all the other offenses can be. Like, because when you are chanting, you are trying to establish relationship with Krishna. There is no chance for any of these things coming there. Right? It's between you and Krishna. Right? I mean, yeah, forget about all those things, Krishna dancing on my tongue, Krishna sitting in front of me, and all those things will happen. But first establish that relationship. If that is not there, I mean, you know, all the other offenses automatically become. So the root cause is the inattentiveness, which can be rectified again by, like, especially on Ekadashi's days, we all can get together, chant more, eat less, chant more, and especially on the appearances, Acharya's appearances days, disappearances days, you can follow, you know, like, less eating, reading more, right? Hearing and Shravanam and Kirtanam are the first two important things to develop the spiritual progress, right, on those days. Why? Why do we do Acharya's appearances and again the same exercise we were doing before? Lord, Sri Sri Nila Madhava has invested, or Lord has invested all their potencies in these personalities. So when you take shelter at their lotus feet, it's easy that we all can get mercy. Sometimes Nila Madhava might not listen, but these Acharyas like Srila Prabhupada, right? Ramakrishna Maharaj is right here. I mean, you all can come here on this special occasions, take shelter at them. They easily give us mercy. So it's very easy to achieve all these things and go back finally to humility. And one last point. This will bother me if I don't say that. This is from the previous class Radhakrishna Prabhu was giving. Gratitude is the condition of the heart where spiritual growth takes place. I have a very nice recipe because I like to cook. So this is a small cake recipe. Sprinkle a dose of gratitude on everything you do. Decorate your day with appreciations and gratitude. Consciously speak out loud what you're grateful for. Ask others what they're grateful for. Anybody you meet, your husband, your wife, your children. You know, do these things. Show gratitude. Ask what you are grateful for and what they are grateful for. So it's something when Prabhu was saying, I really like this one. So, and one more thing is, humility impacts relationships. It speaks of an attitude which puts others first, which thinks of the desires, needs and ideas of others as more worthy of attention than one's own. And that is not how we normally think. That is not our culture calls us to think. That's another very nice quote that inspired me. Now you all can share your realizations. Like, what are you going to offer your Lord in this exchange with that person? Yes. More attention. Okay. Love, kindness, patience, tolerance. Yeah.
You can interact with the Lord by showing humility.
Mm-hmm.
While having relationships with each other.
You can interact with devotees and also like show kindness towards Krishna and other devotees.
It's very easy, right, to establish relationship with devotees because we see Lord in their hearts. And it's very easy process to go back to, like, you know, as the last slide, we all want to go back and hug Krishna, right? You all want to be cowherd boys, play with Krishna and all those things. So to do that, it starts here, right? And Japa Retreat is such a wonderful opportunity to do that. Okay, Matajis? We just have 2 minutes.
We can establish our relationship with Krishna through devotees by respect and devotion, mm-hmm. tolerance and faith.
Mm-hmm.
We can also have love and humility, be humble to devotees and Krishna.
Mm-hmm. But humble means what? Like, you know, take this thing, cover this and go and sit in the corner?
No, like respecting devotees and not mm-hmm. offending them.
Yeah, again the spiritual conception comes, right? I'm so insignificant and Lord, you are great. Yes?
By having tolerance.
Yeah. There you go. Nila Madhava is listening to all of you.
By showing compassion.
Showing compassion.
Well, what we said was, for offering to Krishna, we said kindness, we said patience and more attentiveness and love.
So next time you, tomorrow when you start japa, would you apply all those things?
Yes.
So what would you say? Oh my Lord, with each exchange I have with others, I have an opportunity to serve you. That should be your mood. And every time I hold my bead, I have an opportunity to awaken the Krishna Prema. Right? I know your mind will wander here and there. but try to get it back and think on these terms. Right? Yeah? Jai Shri Shri Radha Nila Madhav Ki Jai. Okay, I think time is up. So now we have an opportunity to apply what we have learned in this Kirtan session. Thank you, everybody. Vanchakalpati Vubhyascha, Kutasana Vubhyascha, Kutanam Savanadi Vaishnavi.
Haribol, let's give a big applause to Sri Priya Mataji again. So we have a quick update to the schedule. As per schedule, now Prabhu is going to do Kirtan and Maharaj is giving a class from 5 to 6.30.
Hello.
And then we have Kirtan from 6.30 to 8. So we want to shorten it. We'll have Kirtan from 6.30 to 7.30. And Prashadam at 7.30. So we can start our day tomorrow early. Thank you, Haribol.